Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, it'll be a mixture of clouds and sun. Gusty winds this afternoon, hopefully still diminishing, high around the mid-50s. The official opening of the spring election season is still a ways off, but some can't wait to get the word out. Witness Kenosha Alderman Bob Johnson announcing that he's going to challenge John Antaramian for the mayor's job, due to otherwise the former mayor having no opposition. And then there's Jennifer Adamski-Torres in Racine, who has taken to social media to announce that she's going to run for alderman in the 6th District against incumbent Sandy Winder, who will also be seeking re-election in April. The field is now set for the Republican presidential debate next week in Milwaukee. Fox Business Network picking 8 candidates for the primetime event at the Milwaukee Theater November 10th. Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, Jeb Bush, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and Senators Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul will be on stage. The preliminary debate will be New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. They did not meet the network's criteria for the primetime participation to qualify for the debate. 3 alternatives for the Vision 2050 land use and transportation plan being put together by the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Plan Commission are going to be reviewed in the first of a series of public workshops Monday evening in Racine. Vision 2050 is a major planning effort to create a long-range vision for the 7-county region. SURPAC Executive Director Ken Yonker says anybody who's got an interest in the future of this area is invited to participate. Those participating will be reviewing the 3 alternatives. 1 follows current trends, 2 depart from those trends, and those involved will be asked to identify what they like and what they don't like about the alternatives.
Their preferences for the 3 alternatives and what they how they think about how they perform on the different evaluation criteria, a set of over 50 criteria, will then use that feedback we receive to fashion a preliminary recommended plan.
The workshop Monday night at 6 p.m. at Festival Hall, then next Thursday at the Kenosha Gateway Technical College, a workshop beginning at 5 p.m. You have to pre-register. Go onto the SURPAC website. As the city of Racine takes the next step in trying to get Metra train service extended from Kenosha, trying to take advantage of a connection to Chicago, Mayor John Dickard notes the S.C. Johnson announcement about shifting 175 jobs down there, but also putting millions into upgrading its local facilities. A good news situation.
Putting $50 to $70 million into the campus, that obviously raises the value of the campus. I'm not sure how many of the white-collar jobs that they're talking about are actually living in Racine. So I don't know if we're going to see a major hit to our unemployment there. But my job as mayor is to take every situation and try to make a positive out of it. And that's what we're doing. This just reminds us we're going to work with Johnson's Wax, obviously, and we're going to make a positive push to get that train up here to create that synergy.
The mayor believing that the updated facilities, mixing with the famed architecture of the past at S.C. Johnson, only going to draw more attention from enthusiasts of Frank Lloyd Wright. And the Christmas tree for the state capitol rotunda this winter is coming from Rhinelander, a 40-foot-tall balsam fir that was donated by Brad and Elizabeth Kowiski. It was planted by Brad at his parents' home on Arbor Day 1985 when he was in the 4th grade. Our AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sun, gusty winds diminishing, hopefully still, high around the mid-50s. I'm Tom Carko, WRJN News.